Lerma, L-E-R-M-A, Cassandra, first name, 32576, Lerma, last name. These are all we're seeing when? That's right, 4/22/24. Chief complaint. Ms. Lerma comes in today complaining of headache, numbness, hand numbness, leg numbness, arm numbness, has had issues with loss of bladder from time to time. She has a history of spinal stenosis, but she's not in a tremendous amount of pain. She said this happens at least once a month, even though she doesn't have a urinary tract infection. Her urine analysis was clear today, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. COVID immunization, none. Medication, Motrin for low back pain. The patient has seen numerous specialists in the past because of spinal stenosis. She was never offered surgery, never offered injection, has always been given anti-inflammatory, medical problems, anxiety, arthritis, obesity, spinal stenosis, PTSD because of childhood exposure to trauma over and over, surgery, hysterectomy, social. She's separated, smokes a half a pack a day, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, works at Walmart. She's not sleeping much. She tells me she was scheduled for a sleep study, but she never had it done, period. Mom had hepatitis C, lung disease, cancer, cervical breast cancer, dad died of heart disease, depression, psychiatric issues, and some sort of cancer. Mammogram, not interested. Colonoscopy, not interested. Don't ask again. Patient, I called the hospital because she insisted she had a CT of her back done not too long ago after I told her that any kind of bowel and bladder issue with low back pain constitutes an emergency. She needs to get a CT scan right away. I did not find any recent CT scans, and it wouldn't matter because this is an, even though it's not a new problem to her, it's a new problem that's brought to her attention, and she needs a CT now. Period. New paragraph. She was told to go to the emergency and get an MRI, but first get a CT. She had later called. She said she didn't want to go to this emergency because they would charge her too much, and she's feeling better, and she's going to schedule the MRI. Next paragraph. Then she called and said the MRI costs too much, and she didn't want to do that as well, but she'll go back to the emergency, but not today, tomorrow. I told her that this kind of playing can cause her to lose the effect of her legs and become paralyzed, but it doesn't matter. She's not listening to me today anyway. Period. She's 254 pounds, 97%, 98, 16, 83, 140 over 58. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, shoulder, with these skin shows, no rush, negative, Greg, Jags, and test noted, no DTR changes. As far as the numbness at the hands and legs are concerned, we're going to check potassium, check calcium, check blood work. Next number is check thyroid. Next number, low back pain, spinal stenosis. History of, next one is bowel and bladder incontinence, off and on. But nevertheless, she was told to go to the emergency. She declined. Next number, sinusitis. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number, recently has been on some antibiotics. Next time I gave her some oxybutynin, 5 milligrams to take 3 times a day after she goes to the emergency room. This would help her stress incontinence that she describes as well. Next number is history of COPD. Next number is obesity. Next number is carotid stenosis. Next number is bladder spasm. Next number is she's got to lose some weight. We talked about this over and over. Next number is blood work obtained. Next number is UA shows no evidence of urinary tract infection. Next time is also offered a Lyrica 50 milligram to help with the pain because she's miserable, does not want to take pain medication. She's tried Tramadol and she did not do well with Neurontin. I know. Have to beat him up. Next number, we'll call her tomorrow to remind her to go to the emergency room again. Again for the bladder incontinent. Next number, lots of medical issues in the past in this woman and lots of non-compliance, which I'm afraid may cause more of a serious issue in the future, but I've taken my time to make sure she understands this before leaving our clinic today. Thank you.